St. Patrick, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ is the chief shepherd, the leader of his flock. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ is the chief shepherd, the leader of his flock. Come, let us adore him. The saints who toiled from place to place, spreading the gospel of God's grace, now in their heavenly homeland dwell with Christ, whom here they served so well. Alert at thy command to go, and everywhere thy word to sow, they went, O Master, far and wide, eager but yet unsatisfied. Thine was the task they took in hand, thine their good news for every land, thine was their power and thine again, their passion for the souls of men. If anyone wishes to be first, he must make himself last of all and servant of all. Psalm 20. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If anyone wishes to be first, he must make himself last of all and servant of all. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. Well done, good and faithful servant, come and join your master's joy. Psalm 91 continued. See how your enemies perish, all doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength, you anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes look in triumph on my foes, my ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just, in him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well done, good and faithful servant, come and join in your master's joy. You will hear the word from my mouth, you will speak to them in my name. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2. You know yourselves, my brothers, that our visit to you has not proved ineffectual. We had, as you know, been given rough treatment and been grossly insulted at Philippi. And it was our God who gave us the courage to proclaim his good news to you in the face of great opposition. We have not taken to preaching because we are deluded or immoral or trying to deceive anyone. It was God who decided that we were fit to be entrusted with the good news. And when we are speaking, we are not trying to please men, but God, who can read our inmost thoughts. You know very well, and we can swear it before God, that never at any time have our speeches been simply flattery or a cover for trying to get money. Nor have we ever looked for any special honour from men, either from you or anybody else, when we could have imposed ourselves on you with full weight as apostles of Christ. Instead, we were unassuming, like a mother feeding and looking after her own children. We felt so devoted and protective towards you, and had come to love you so much that we were eager to hand over to you not only the good news, but our whole lives as well. Let me remind you, brothers, how hard we used to work, slaving night and day, so as not to be a burden on any one of you while we were proclaiming God's good news to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, that our treatment of you, since you became believers, has been impeccably right and fair. You can remember how we treated every one of you as a father treats his children, teaching you what was right, encouraging you, and appealing to you to live a life worthy of God, who is calling you to share the glory of his kingdom. Another reason why we constantly thank God for you is that as soon as you heard the message that was brought you as God's message, you accepted it for what it really is, God's message and not some human thinking, and it is still a living power among you who believe it. What do you think is our pride and our joy? You are, and you will be the crown of which we shall be the proudest in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes. You are our pride and our joy. Responsory from 2 Timothy chapter 4. I have run the great race, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith, and now the prize, the garland of righteousness, awaits me. I know who it is in whom I have trusted, and I am confident of his power to keep safe what I have put into his charge until the great day. And now the prize, the garland of righteousness, awaits me. A reading from the Confession of St. Patrick, chapter 34. I give thanks to my God tirelessly, who kept me faithful in the day of trial, so that today I offer sacrifice to him confidently, the living sacrifice of my life to Christ, my Lord, who preserved me in all my troubles. I can say, therefore, who am I, Lord, and what is my calling, that you should cooperate with me with such divine power? Today, among heathen people, I praise and proclaim your name in all places, not only when things go well, but also in times of stress. Whether I receive good or ill, I return thanks equally to God, who taught me always to trust Him unreservedly. His answer to my prayer inspired me in these latter days to undertake this holy and wonderful work in spite of my ignorance, and to imitate in some way those who, as the Lord foretold, would preach His good news as a witness to all nations before the end of the world. How did I come by this wisdom, which was not my own? I, who neither knew what was in store for me, nor what it was to relish God. What was the source of the gift I got later, the great and beneficial gift of knowing and loving God, even if it meant leaving my homeland and my relatives? I came to the Irish heathens to preach the good news and to put up with insults from unbelievers. I heard my mission abused. I endured many persecutions, even to the extent of chains. I gave up my freeborn status for the good of others. Should I be worthy, I am ready to give even my life, promptly and gladly, for His name. And it is there that I wish to spend it until I die, if the Lord should graciously allow me. I am very much in debt to God, who gave me so much grace that through me many people were born again in God and afterwards confirmed, and that clergy were ordained for them everywhere. All this was for a people newly come to belief, whom the Lord took from the very ends of the earth, as He promised long ago through His prophets. To you the nations will come from the ends of the earth, and will say, "How false are the idols our fathers made for themselves, how useless they are." And again, "I have made you a light for the nations, so that you may be a means of salvation to the ends of the earth." I wish to wait there for the promise of one who never breaks his word, as He promises in the Gospel, "They will come from the east and the west to take their places with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, just as we believe the faithful will come from every part of the world." Responsory from Romans 15. God has given me this special grace. He has appointed me as a priest of Jesus Christ, and I am to carry out my priestly duty by bringing the good news from God to the pagans, and so make them acceptable as an offering sanctified by the Holy Spirit. I offer God the humble service of my spirit by preaching the good news of His Son to the pagans, and so make them acceptable as an offering sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Te Deum. We praise You, O God, we acclaim You as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before You. All the angels sing Your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to You in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and the earth are filled with Your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing Your praise. And to the ends of the earth, Your holy church proclaims her faith in You. Father, whose majesty is boundless, Your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When You took our nature to save mankind, You did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in You. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, You will come in judgment according to Your promise. You redeemed Your people by Your precious blood. Come, we implore You, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. We give You thanks, Almighty God, for sending St. Patrick to preach Your glory to the people of Ireland. Grant that we who are so proud to call ourselves Christians may never cease to proclaim to the world the good news of salvation. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.